news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
More than 100,000 Americans have now died of COVID-19 in less than 4 months. That's almost twice the number of Americans lost during the entire Vietnam War. Even then, the numbers probably don't paint a complete picture of the damage, since many victims, like those who died in their homes and not in a hospital, might never have been tested for the virus, and states still don't agree on how to report deaths. While Americans are absorbing the steep toll of the crisis, infectious disease experts say it's almost certain we'll see a second surge of the virus in the fall. A protest outside a Minneapolis police station turned violent for a second straight night on Wednesday as crowds demanded justice for George Floyd. He's the black man who died after a white police officer kneeled on his neck during his arrest. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called for calm and backed demands for prosecutors to file charges against the officer, asking, "Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail?" The officer and three others involved in Floyd's arrest on suspicion of forgery were fired on Tuesday after a video recorded by a bystander was posted online showing Floyd lying face down in the street as the officer kneels on his neck, even after Floyd gasps for air and says, "I can't breathe." Another protest in Los Angeles shut down and blocked both sides of the always busy 101 freeway. Donald Trump tweeted a lie. All right, that's not news. He does that multiple times every day. But this time, Twitter attached fact-checking notices to two of his egregious tweets, causing the president to go ballistic and threaten to, quote, strongly regulate or close them down because we can never, ever allow this to happen. Trump is expected to sign an executive order Thursday that the New York Times says is intended to curtail the legal protections that shield social media companies from liability for what gets posted on their platforms. The Washington Post says the order, quote, could roll back the immunity that tech giants have for the content on their sites. So I guess that would mean now Twitter is not responsible for Trump's constant lies he tweets on their platform. Without these protections, they would be liable, making it more likely they would try to remove his lying tweets. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg went on Fox so-called News on Wednesday and told Dana Perino that he disagrees with Twitter fact-checking Trump, saying, quote, "We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online. I think, in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies shouldn't be in the position of doing that." Huh? Well, Twitter's Jack Dorsey responded, quote, "We'll continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally, and we will admit to and own any mistakes we make. This does not make us an arbiter of truth. Our intention is to connect the dots of conflicting statements and show the information in dispute so people can judge for themselves. More transparency from us is critical so folks can clearly see the why behind our actions." Stay tuned. The House on Wednesday scrapped a vote on a bill seeking to extend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or FISA, surveillance options that the FBI considers crucial in the fight against terrorism. House Democrats pulled the legislation after Trump threatened to quickly veto it. Trump said the massive abuse of the FISA court was a big part of a, quote, attempted coup against his administration in the early days of the Russia investigation. What? Trump's opposition then prompted House Republicans to withdraw their support. We should note at this time that the FISA provision has been routinely reapproved on an almost unanimous basis since it's been in existence. But the 70 or so members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus also came out against the legislation, saying it lacked reforms demanded by privacy advocates. China's parliament approved a decision to go forward with national security legislation for Hong Kong that democracy activists fear could jeopardize its special autonomy and freedoms. China says the legislation will be aimed at tackling secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. But the plan unveiled in Beijing last week triggered the first big protests in Hong Kong for months. Riot police were out in force in Hong Kong as its legislators debated another piece of legislation, a bill that would criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Oy. While the U.S. piled on pressure aimed at preserving the city's autonomy. The launch of a SpaceX rocket ship with two NASA astronauts on board for a history-making flight into orbit was scrapped with 16 minutes to go in the countdown on Wednesday because of the danger of lightning. Liftoff is rescheduled for Saturday. The launch will usher in a new era of commercial spaceflight and puts NASA back in the business of launching astronauts from U.S. soil for the first time in over 9 years. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.